Good Monday morning, church. Oh, it's great to start another week with you. Today we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, where Paul uses the images of darkness and light to contrast a former way of life with a new life as God's people. People who belong to the light are encouraged to live in a way that pleases God. So let's get started. God's saving word for this week is faith. And as we begin in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like Him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave His life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. Since you are God's people, it is not right that any matters of sexual immorality or indecency or greed should even be mentioned among you. Nor is it fitting for you to use language which is obscene, profane, or vulgar. Rather, you should give thanks to God. You may be sure that no one who is immoral, indecent, or greedy, for greed is a form of idolatry, will ever receive a share in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Do not let anyone deceive you with foolish words. It is because of these very things that God's anger will come upon those who do not obey Him. So have nothing at all to do with such people. You yourselves used to be in the darkness, but since you have become the Lord's people, you are in the light. And so you must live like people who belong to the light, for it is the light that brings a rich harvest of every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Try to learn what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the worthless things that people do, things that belong in the darkness. Instead, bring them out to the light. It is really too shameful even to talk about many of the things they do in secret. And when all things are brought out into the light, then their true nature is clearly revealed. For anything that is clearly revealed becomes light. That's why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, and rise from death, and Christ will shine on you." So be careful how you live. Don't live like ignorant people, but like wise people. Make good use of every opportunity you have, because these are evil days. Don't be fools then, but try to find out what the Lord wants you to do. Do not get drunk with wine, which will only ruin you. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with the words of psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Sing hymns and psalms to the Lord with praise in your hearts. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything to God the Father. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave His life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. What are your reactions or thoughts concerning today's reading? I mean, there's a lot that Paul is saying we should be doing this and we shouldn't be doing these other things. What does becoming one of the Lord's people mean to you? What is your understanding of Paul's charge to live like people who belong to the light? With that in mind, let us pray. Almighty God, I want to live in the light and walk in the pathway of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Thank you for leading me out of darkness and for teaching me how to live in a way that pleases you and reflects your love. Amen. All right, that concludes our time together this morning, folks. Tomorrow we'll be in Ephesians chapter 5 in verses 21 through 33, where the Apostle Paul discusses the relationship between husbands and wives. I look forward to sharing that with you. All right, God bless, and have a wonderful week in Jesus.